We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
There are times when I feel like Matt Nagy just wants to see his system run the way that he imagines it instead of trying to win games. So after they make this choice, then Nagy says, Dalton's the starter, lock it down, it's not going to be Justin Fields. And then you did that on Sunday. In telling us the virtue of having Andy Dalton, well, it's going to be a cleaner operation. And he understands the system that we run, and he knows these coaches, and he worked with Bill Lazor, and that's when he had his best time when he was in Cincinnati. And then you got that on Sunday. Even if for the people who are like, oh, you know, Andy Dalton turned the ball over twice, and one of them was red zone. And beyond that, he threw for 6 yards per pass. He did not play well, and he didn't inspire confidence by throwing a red zone interception, which was something that they always hated when it happened to the other guy when Mitch did it. This is the point that I'm trying to get to, and it's one of the things that frustrates me about Matt Nagy. He is so beholden to his system. He can't get out of his own way.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We got a lot to do and not a lot of time to do it. Dan Durkin is going to join me. He has watched the Bears tape. He will give you a report momentarily. You are listening to The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game, hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year.
Let's go into the film room with Dan Durkin.
I thought this tape was going to be a conversation stimulator, man.
Dan breaks down every Bears game like no other.
I'm going to go back and watch it. I'm going to evaluate myself and see where I was. And then if there's any drops in there, those guys are going to hear it. I'm going to get on them.
Lawrence Holmes with Dan Durkin now on 670 The Score.
Actually, pretty decent film.
The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Dan Durkin joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. We love Dan Durkin because he's smart. He is diligent. He is watching the tape so that you don't have to watch the tape. Follow him on Twitter at DJ Durkin and check out his YouTube page, The All 22 Review. Okay, Dan, I've got some questions for you, but I just want to start off with this. I'd love to know what you thought about the matchup. These two coaches have matched up four times since Matt Nagy has been here. What have you seen in McVay versus Nagy?
You see, on one hand, in McVay, an offensive mind who comes into the game with a plan of attack, plays that build off of each other, and just targeted attacking of the defense, not playing conservatively, setting things up and basically creating reads for the defense that he can manipulate. The thing I love most about Sean McVay is he makes every play look very similar for the first few clicks of the dom. So the first few seconds, you're muddying up the keys of the defense, and he's very much an expert at doing that. And then from there, you have guys guessing. They're not reacting as fast as they could. Then all of a sudden, your key comes clearer to you at that point in time, but he probably has some leverage on you at that point in time to where he's going to be able to get the ball to where he wants to go. And so you saw it right off the bat in just the first offensive drive of the game. You had a run, a pass, and then a play action right off of that. So you're bucketing these concepts together, and then you hit a big one from that. And then you flip it over to Matt Nagy, and this isn't just Sunday. This has been every time. It puts it such a crystal display for me to say, here is somebody with a plan of attack. Here is somebody who's actually going after the defense rather than playing a defensive offensive game plan, which is, I think, what Matt Nagy did. Matt Nagy was very cowardly with his play calling on Sunday, and I know what he's trying to do. He was trying to get rid of the ball quickly to negate a pass rush. I get it. But at the same time, you don't have to have your running game established, which it was against the Rams, in order to run play action. And so the reluctance to run play action, to use the speed that you've been talking about all offseason to actually create some big plays down the field, was never there. And so to me, it's just a complete absence of understanding your personnel, where you have advantages against the other team, understanding the other team's rules. And what I mean by rules is, how do they match with certain personnel? How do they match with certain formations? And then from that, how do I manipulate my alignment of five eligible receivers to get an advantageous matchup and then take advantage of it? So why were the Bears going after Jalen Ramsey? Can you help me understand that? Why were the Bears asking Damir Bird to block Jalen Ramsey on screen plays? Why were the Bears throwing the ball 10 yards or fewer repeatedly without ever testing this defense, regardless of how soft they were playing? There are ways you can manipulate the defense to create opportunities. Matt Nagy has repeatedly not done that as the Bears offensive coordinator, and they still lack an identity in year four.
It bothered me, too, that they didn't do a box count and take advantage of the run game when they're giving you a five and six-man box. It didn't make any sense to me.
No, there were like when I went back and watched it, I just I wanted to be cheeky about it and like I'll do it, but I think that this is going to be an accumulation and just put a video out there. But to your point, take what the defense gives you in those situations. You have a veteran quarterback out there who is adept. Andy Dalton did box counts at TCU. He's done this his entire, you know, adult quarterbacking life. So this isn't anything where you could say, oh, we have this guy we don't trust. You trust him. Your offensive coordinator worked with him for years in Cincinnati. He should have the autonomy and he should have the trust to be able to go up there and say, hey, we can this play. If you don't like what you see or you like something better, kill the play and get us into something different that's going to take advantage of the defense in this situation. It's just that type of reluctance that I inherently do not get from Matt Nagy and how he approaches games. And the fact that David Montgomery ran as well as he did, and it took them until like midway through the second quarter to actually run a play action pass and only had three by my count for the game. It's like, what are we doing here?
Tayshaun Gibson took the blame for the Cooper Kupp fiasco. I'm not sure that was his blame to get. I'll ask you about that. But I want to know, how did Van Jefferson and Cooper Kupp get that far behind the Bears defense?
Right. So the first one, I put a video up like, you know, literally minutes before I hopped on with you, but detailing these two plays. Nice design. Don't get me wrong. Sean McVay is good at, you know, scheming plays and scheming guys open. So let's take the first one, the Van Jefferson touchdown. 11 personnel, they go to max protect. Again, this is off of play action. You know, this is a thing that you're going to hear a lot. I talked about this in the offseason. Play action should be the foundation of the Bears' passing attack, much like it is for the Rams. And so they run outside zone to the offense's right with Darrell Henderson, and then they boot Stafford back out of that. It is a two-man route combination. So you've given the defense some eye candy, like you're going to be running outside zone to the right. You boot Stafford back in the pocket, give him some depth and some chance to allow the corner post route, which is what Van Jefferson ran, to get open. And you also just, you know, create that timing to say, okay, Matt's going to need a couple steps to really step into this one and get in there. And so what he did is cover two from the Bears. They match with nickel personnel cover two. So obviously separating the deepest part of the field into two halves. Eddie Jackson has one. Tayshaun Gibson has the other. Jalen Johnson's the cornerback to the side of the formation that Van Jefferson is on. He reroutes Jefferson inside. Eddie Jackson gets completely turned around. He bites on the corner, and then he's caught spinning as Van Jefferson's already cutting through the middle on the post, and it's over from there. It's a well-thrown ball, but it should have stopped there. Neither of them had the awareness to then touch him down and get enough. Who knows what happens? That could end up in a field goal drive. They could fumble the next snap, but the fact that that one broke down the way that it did and it was just so magnified with the fact that neither of them had the awareness to tap him down because he was still, you know, eligible to run with the ball is confounding to me. So that's one. And then the second one, just a completely broken rule from my perspective. So three by two set, three receivers to the right, two to the left. The Rams run basically a curl flat with their one and two on the left and their one and three on the right. And then Cooper Kupp from the slot runs a post. The Bears play cover six. Cover six is a combination of cover two on one side and cover four on the other. So on one deep half, you have quarters principle, and on the other, you have just cover two. So one half of the field. Tayshaun Gibson has half. Eddie Jackson has a quarter. Jalen Johnson has a quarter. But on both sides, the safeties are influenced by the curl route. It's kind of like a sit route more on the left-hand side where Eddie Jackson gets caught looking. But then on the right-hand side, Marquis Christian kind of runs with Cooper Kupp off a little bit. Then he passes him off to Gibson. Gibson's eyes are looking down at the curl in front of him, but both safeties have one primary responsibility. Do not let anybody get behind you. Both of them did on that play. I don't know Sean Desai's exact rules for how he matches a vertical in cover six from a 3x2 set, but I can guarantee you that rule does not include leaving a receiver wide open up the middle of the field, which is effectively what the Bears did. So talent deficiencies aside, which we knew were an issue with the Bears secondary, the fact that they don't have their coverage rules right is incredibly, incredibly troubling this early in the season.
Detailed breakdown, as per usual, from Dan Durkin. This segment is being brought to you by iParkIt, the parking app. The most affordable way to park in the loop is to download the iParkIt app. No need to prepay. Just download the app. Sign up for the iParkIt Express. Scan in and scan out. Get $5 off September the first time you see iParkIt Express. Download iParkIt and save. Were you encouraged or discouraged by Justin Fields getting on the field, but maybe not enough?
I liked seeing him on the field. Obviously, any game reps are going to be good game reps for him. What I didn't understand, though, was why no base offense? Like, why was there not a single play in there that you would say, oh, yeah, that's part of what the Bears typically run? It was gimmicky type things. And so the one side of me, as I'm like, well, maybe their thought was, these are five plays we can run agnostic of the situation and agnostic of the down and distance, so he can rep them and feel comfortable with, hey, here's where I'm going with the ball or not. And so I like the fact that he was on the field. The thing about like the whole, like the option aspect of, like, you know, which was a lot of what they had him in there. They had him in there for like the shovel pass. They had him in there for the kind of RPO, but it was really a pass all along on the first one. And then I loved the split zone where he had the keeper on the outside. I would like to see them have him run more of the base offense, actually give him the opportunity to scan and learn, because you can't have it both ways. You can't say he's not ready to handle these types of situations at live speed and then not allow him to do that, to give him the ability to say, okay, we have some tape now to go back and look. What were you thinking here? Why did your eyes go here first? What's your adjustment when you see this coverage, et cetera, et cetera. It was kind of gimmicky in that regard, but don't you think he could put more stress on the vertical aspect of a defense than Andy Dalton? The answer to that is definitely yes. And what is he learning from Andy Dalton throwing short of the sticks on fourth down and behind receivers on a fourth and four when Cole Kmet is wide open over the middle of the field? So this whole situation has been handled so ham-fistedly. I don't know how they're going to unwind to it. I would like to see more of Justin Fields, and I would like to see more of him playing as an actual quarterback this Sunday and beyond.
Connor has put a link to Dan's breakdown of the video on our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Follow Dan on Twitter. He is magnificent. At DJ Durkin is where you can find him. Dan, as always, I appreciate it.
Lawrence, you're the man. Have a good week.
I will do my best. That is Dan Durkin. He is phenomenal at what he does. That's why we talk with him once a week, so we know what's going on inside the tape. Speaking of Eddie Jackson, there's something that happened on the Score a couple days ago that I think is worth reliving, and it has to do with BoJack. I will share that with you next here on the Score.
Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
A couple of tight ends, receivers tight to the formation. Bears fill the box. Snap, Stafford extends the hand out. Nope, it's a fake and a bootleg with plenty of time. He's going to throw deep down the field. He's got Van Jefferson inside the Bear 20-yard line. No one touched him. Picks it up 10, 5, into the end zone with a touchdown. I don't think anybody touched him. That'll be a 67-yard L.A. Ram touchdown.
Highlight courtesy of our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. As I said, and as I'll continue to say, if you have not experienced a Bears game on 105.9 FM, trust me, it will. If you live within 60 to 70 miles, if you get clear FM signals from Chicago, listen on 105.9. It will change the way that you listen. If you have to be at work and you can't watch the game, or you're driving around on Sunday in the city, just listen to 105.9. It's a whole different ballgame with the way that it sounds. Monday, I'd finished a really fun transition with Parkins and Spiegel. I was out looking for a little bit of lunch in Hyde Park and just driving around, and I heard them talking with Patrick Manley. And, you know, I love Patrick. So since the time I covered Patrick, I find him to be a very smart and introspective dude. They got into a conversation about Eddie Jackson and where Eddie Jackson is at in his career. So I had Herbie pull it. We were going to do it yesterday, but I forgot. I didn't forget today because it's really, really good. This is Patrick Manley and Parkins and Spiegel discussing what could be going on with Eddie Jackson.
And I don't know for sure, and I don't know exactly what's going on, but sometimes, and I've seen it, some guys, when they get that money, the lifestyle changes.
So you have examples of this?
I've seen it, sure. And I'm not giving you names, but I've seen guys in a locker room do that, and you had to get on them, and hopefully a lot of times we were able to correct it. Sometimes you weren't, and then they were gone. But a lifestyle will change, and they don't look in the mirror and look at themselves the same way, and they're not honest with themselves when answering the questions, am I doing all the work that needs to be done? Am I watching as much film that needs to be done? Am I doing the right thing post-practice and taking care of my body as much as I did in the past? Am I not going to go out till 4 a.m. on Thursday when I used to maybe go out till 10 or 11? You know what I mean? Don't take away your whole life, but, you know, be a young adult, but be more responsible. Things I've seen with players that have happened, that has happened to their play, like it's happened to Eddie Jackson, they've changed their lifestyle. And I think that's something that, I'm not saying it is, and that's maybe something he just needs to look himself in the mirror and ask himself that question. Am I doing everything possible to be the best Eddie Jackson I can be? And what we're seeing on the field, if he is doing that, well, then, you know, Ryan Pace made a big swing and miss with that one.
Because what you're talking about is totally fair. And I obviously don't know about Eddie Jackson's like personal life.
I don't either.
Right.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm. Other than what I see on his Instagram, which looks like he has a good time, but nothing abnormal for a professional athlete. But what about the physicality part of it? Have you seen example of, because like at that position, you can kind of duck out of a tackle. You can just kind of arm tackle. You can run by a guy. You can be second or third man of the pile as opposed to really sticking your nose in there. Is it possible like, hey, I got paid and now I don't want to risk getting hurt so I can get paid again?
I don't want to break that down because I don't know what he's thinking about that. But I can just say what I see on film when he's making mental mistakes. That's the hardest thing for me to see.
Okay.
Because you're as a veteran, you're supposed to be smarter in this league. You're supposed to see these formations more. You're supposed to play against these players more. It should just come second nature. These mental mistakes are inexcusable. You know, rookies, I think Spiegs and I used to tell you this, Spiegs, that rookies get you beat. Veterans don't. Veterans aren't supposed to make those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
He's into whatever year he is now. He's been a pro, all-pro player. He should be able to stay at that top of his game at this age and where he is in his career, and it just hasn't happened. It just fell off the edge of the earth, and it's not good for this team. And I'm sure if it is happening, maybe some of his teammates see it and they're upset about it. The coaches could be upset about it. Maybe they're talking to him about it. If that's going on, then they should confront him. But you know, he had such a great start, and it just stinks for us as fans and former players to see a guy like that with the ability, you know, to drop down, see his play drop to where it is now.
I think that there is a lot of truth to what is being said by Patrick Manley in there. And I thought that even trying to be careful is to not destroy Eddie Jackson, I think that he did. And knowing that there is a guy that's got some special talent and him not living up to it is difficult. It's supposed to be him and Roquan that take the Bears defense into the next phase of this. And having a mistake like that in week one is really, really disheartening. I thought it was a fantastic conversation on multiple levels. I love what Patrick is saying there about, are you doing the work? Are you doing all of the things to get yourself prepared to play? I think those are completely fair questions. Another fair question is, what about the White Sox? Yeah. I'm going to talk with Steve Stone about having his heart in his throat yesterday when Aloy goes back to the wall. And we're going to do that next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.